In Dawalawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The North Coast Ecology Center is open for the first full season this year. Now, at the semi-permanent location in the Lough Swilte Container Market located on Prince Rupert Waterfront, CFNR talked with Katrina Draycott, Vice Chair of the Ecology Center, about the work they're doing, what it means to the passionate group of volunteers, tourism in Prince Rupert, and hopes for the future.
My name is Karina Draycott, and I am a board member for the North Coast Ecology Center Society. We originally, a group of passionate people, got together and had this idea of opening some kind of center that really highlighted the ecological richness of this area. And it's something that has been an idea that's been tossed around for over a decade with different community members that have been passionate. But finally, in 2017, we actually started an official nonprofit with an idea of making something more permanent. So I got involved then and have been involved since. We're based here in Prince Rupert, so the idea would be to highlight kind of the greater region from peak to reef, like the whole ecosystem. Right now we're down at the waterfront at the Container Market, which is a new idea that came out this spring. So we opened up in June. There's a couple of kind of retrofitted containers, and we have a big blue one down there, and that's where our kind of mini center is based for the moment, and we'll be there until October. During COVID, when there were no cruise ships running, we talked to the Port of Prince Rupert, and we were able to use the Northland cruise ship terminal, which has like an open flow space, and we did a kind of experimental pop-up ecology center 2 summers ago, and we were just open for a month trying to see what people's appetite was and how well we would do. So we did open kind of a mini experimental ecology center for a month 2 years ago, and then this is more of the real deal where we have a semi-permanent space in this container. So this is our second season doing this. Our ultimate goal is to have a permanent community ecology center for learning, watching, stewardship, and respecting like the land and its culture, and showcasing that. So this kind of is phase one. We have a retrofitted container. Our plan is to be open seasonally. And if you've been down there, you would know we have a bunch of little critters and intertidal species. So it's a catch and release model. So in addition to information about larger species and bones and furs and all that kind of stuff, we have live exhibits. So we have these intertidal flow through systems set up, and we'll have that for this summer and into the fall. But then in the winter, we'll shut down. So right now it'll be seasonal. We did a collection and kind of help from community members, volunteers, the board, Adam's Diving. We were able to collect at low tide a bunch of critters with a permit. We've had kind of a special system set up where we check on the health of the animals regularly, and then they'll get a final veterinary check before the release. So it's a catch and release setup similar to other mini aquariums like the aquarium down south. That's
members of the board, workers, and volunteers, as well as community members, did the collection of all the specimens that are on display. Draycott goes on to explain the process of the catch-and-release setup that they have, as well as the touch tank, where people can get up close and personal and touch some of the marine wildlife.
Tank, so you can get your hands wet and touch the animals. It is kind of my favorite part. You know, you see these kids who don't really have a lot of access to the waterfront here in Prince Rupert, and they haven't really done that intertidal exploring and touching sea stars and seeing what barnacles look like when they're feeding, so their faces kind of light up and make it really interested in the topic. That's really fun to show kids. Yeah, they're an opportunity for people to get up close and personal with the little animals and get to see firsthand what they look like. Mm-hmm. It's so rich and diverse here. There's like an amazing ecosystem just in that intertidal area. And it's an area that we don't get to explore very much. It's hard to access. So part of our vision is to kind of bring that to everyone's attention. We'll let people know that these animals exist and fun facts about them. It's really great to see kids' faces light up when they get a chance to touch, you know, sea stars and look at how barnacles feed. It's pretty amazing. So our hope was to build a center for community members and tourists alike. And, of course, the increase in tourism, both from cruise ships and from folks visiting the North Coast in general. So we really wanted to provide this kind of information ecology center to share a lot of amazing knowledge around the rich environment we have and a lot of these kind of amazing species. I would say, you know, it's great timing. People kind of walk right off the cruise ship and they're able to check out the container right by the waterfront there and learn about the area, nature and culture. And that's been going really well. And we hope to continue that into the future and provide something not just for Prince Rupert, but for other local community members or communities to come visit, such as, you know, Metlakatla and Terrace and Kitimat and from a little further abroad. Because there isn't anything else like this up here on the North Coast. We're kind of going for a mini aquarium, mini nature center, starting small, and then our hope would be to build into something bigger and more permanent year-round. But for the time being, this is our phase one. It's a catch-and-release kind of set up, so that means at the beginning of the season we would collect intertidal animals, and then we care for them through the season, we check on their health, and then it's catch and release, so we would release them at the end of the season. So that's the setup that we have, and it's similar to many other mini aquariums up and down the BC coast. We have a big kind of volunteer membership, people who are really passionate about this kind of thing, board members that go down and volunteer, then we have members of the community that we have provided some training for, and then we have some great local staff who've done an amazing job this summer sharing knowledge about the area. Well, just to let everyone know that, you know, we're open Thursday to Sunday from 10:30 to 5:30, and we're open every day that there's a cruise ship in town in addition to that. And we're open through the summer and into the fall, actually, until October 10th is the last day. So we have some opportunity to engage with school groups or different kids programming. If you want to come plan a visit, reach out to us. All of our information is online at the North Coast Ecology Center Society.com and on Instagram and Facebook as well.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.